Governor Mike Huckabee. How was your summer?
It was dope, like your pretty gelled head.
Oh, thank you. I'm getting it permed.
Hey, all you freaks are bozos, but who's this Mindy?
Oh, an old friend, actually. She's great.
Okay, you have to be joking. She pooped on the treadmill.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's her.
Governor Christie, when you were younger, what was your favorite childhood snack?
I just wanted regular potatoes.
But guess what? So did other people.
I wanted the most, so I'm like...
You just froze a baby.
I wanted the most.
You just froze a baby.
I did not.
Genital warts.
You touched
a genital wart. You can't touch it.
Wait, hey, guys. Hey, all right,
you're
enough.
Wart touching.
Stop saying that.
Mr. Trump.
Well, I have a pigeon. Lucas Don Valour. I always take it shopping because I want to and because it's got health. Whatever, look, it's a thing the tuna melt does to me.
Senator Cruz.
You shouldn't say the S word.
What?
Well, we could just go out and collect a dead swan, and then I will drink a sorority's goldfish.
Moving on, let's hear from Dr. Carson.
Now, this piece, I think it goes like that. This piece goes over here. It's part of the tree.
Carson! What you working on?
A puzzle. I don't know how to do this, actually.
Hey, we can move on. You're not missing any playtime.
America.
Governor Bush.
What? She?
How would you get a dead mouse on a crescent roll with some steak?
With some steak, I would fork it. However, if a pit bull is loose in your house, then you'll find me stiff on the bed because I'll always throw up.
You'll have 13 seconds to make a closing statement in the form of a short song. And Governor Christie, you're first.
Well... Think about the time we bought you an ice cream and a cookie. Rented that Lambo so we could go buy milk when we played hooky. And that was our ride, we rode it around. Yeah, mama, it was good. Till we hit that boy in the pink golf shirt with the pepper spray tan and he lay down on the concrete.
Senator Ted Cruz.
Bunnies. Let me think about it for a second over here. First thing I need are two sticks and a knife even. Then if I can just dance in my little paper hat you bought me.
That's weird.
Senator Marco Rubio.
My father was a bald tiger. And he took the bad guy walking in the sunshine. The big intestine's about to drip. Me, I just like to pound the shrimp.
I own a parrot that doesn't drink.
Governor Kasich, how about you?
If Britain invaded us, you'd get a fancy mouth and you'd drink on the job. Every day, oh no, we could give them cheese, or we could give them Christmas pants.
Mr. Trump, closing statement song.
I took Johnny's pogo, kid I pogo greater. They got five of the meaner reindeer still sitting there waiting. We have a big bird walking in the jungle crying in a tree. Scooby-Dee-Dee, listen to me, don't go around the tuna.
Governor Scott Walker.
I might have a whiff, yeah, hootie-doo. Why are dormant wives adorable? I might even have a piece of corn and I'm gonna make a fortune. Yeah, the speed's got me so baller now. That's right, see, I can flow.
And now, Dr. Carson.
Not ready. Oh, here we go.
I see one with a wee-wee, yeah. Every mouse has a weenie. And if we could catch a little mouse, man, then we could see some little feet, too.
Thank you.
Instantly turn orange and toxic through the miracle of the 1872 mining law. Yes, if you're a mining corporation, foreign or domestic, that orange means green. Signed by President Ulysses S. Grant to help settle the West, with the 1872 mining law, you're already a winner.
I was more thinking pickaxes and donkeys.
Have a piece.
piece of corn and I'm gonna make a fortune. Yeah, this beat's got me so baller now.
Tonight we gonna set the streets on fire.
Right, see, I can flow.
We ain't got no jobs. Bro, they ain't stopping from getting inside of it. Taking off in that car. Feel like we ain't got ass for me.
Straight man top.
Thank you.
If you think 16 Republicans trying to get into the White House is a lot, wait till you see the guns. At least 40 guns are campaigning to be in the Oval Office, too. Here's a sampling.
Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham's AR-15. I pledge to shoot people up if law and order breaks down.
I'm Bobby Jindal's laser-sighted 38. As governor and eventual commander-in-chief, you never know when you'll need a gun to overthrow the very government you lead.
I'm Ted Cruz's bacon-making machine, because you never know when the Tree of Liberty has to be watered with bacon fat. Yee-haw! White House, here I come!
Us too.
I am Donald Trump's HK-45. I can make you bleed out of your ears and your you-know-what's-it, too. Trump 2016, you losers.
But it's not just guns.
Hello, we're the NRA lobbyists who got Jeb Bush to sign the Stand Your Ground law and scared Chris Christie into supporting 50 caliber rifles. We're shooting for the White House, too.
Remember, if you have a problem with guns, just add more guns. Many guns, one voice. Guns for All, Everywhere, 2016.
Bit in the form of a short song. And Governor Christie, you're first.
Think about the time we bought you an ice cream and a cookie. Rented that Lambo so we could go buy milk when we played hooky.
Trump's HK-45. I can make you bleed out of your ears and your you-know-what's-it, too. Trump 2016, you losers.
But it...
calling AT&T. Your current wait time is 155 minutes.
NSA?
Hello, thank you for calling AT&T. This is Richard.
Hey, Richard, it's Tom from the NSA.
Tom, hello, how's it hanging?
Hello and to the left, baby. Hey, now listen, I'm just calling to get every email and phone record from your over 22 million connected devices.
Oh, absolutely. I was just looking at those. Do you mind if I put you on hold for 1 second?
Yeah, but I don't want to listen to those commercials for your 4G service or whatever while I'm waiting.
Oh, those are just for our customers that we hate. Everyone else gets soothing spa music.
Oh, this is soothing.
And we're back.
Whoa, that was quick.
Oh, yeah, we're only bad at customer service when it's actual customers. Those guys will leave hanging for hours.
So, listen, you have all the private records that I'm looking for? The ones that betray the trust and security of your millions of customers?
The very same, yes. I'm Dropboxing them to you right now.
Great, and just make sure to use a secure server. I'd hate for any of my own personal information to get out.
Oh, that'd be a nightmare. Secure server, you got it. Let me know when it comes through.
It's in. Wow, you guys are so helpful. Well, listen, hey, everybody at the National Security Agency really appreciates the lengths you're willing to go to distribute your customers' information. Other places haven't been so cooperative. Verizon.
Oh, those animals. Is there anything else I can help you out with?
I don't think so. I've definitely got my hands full with these records, so.
All right, well, listen, Tom, you have a great day, okay?
All right, well, thank you so much again, Richard. And if there's anything the NSA can do for you, just don't hesitate to ask.
Well, if it's not too much trouble, would you mind tapping Sarah Flanagan's phone? It's my wife, and I think she's cheating on me.
We already are, and she is.
Oh, okay, there you go. I knew it. All right, thank you so much, and have a good day now.
Okay, you do the same.
Has 60 grand to drop on a safari? That's when we know there's too much sugar in the soda. You know, I don't mind it when really rich people act like assholes. Well, actually, I do mind. I mind a lot. But what can you do? Of course it wasn't right when Donald Trump's asshole son, douche-faced von shit-heel Trump III, snuffed out the life of another beautiful animal to forget about his tiny dick. But I understand it because he's really rich. But a fucking dentist gets to do this? Your office is in a strip mall next to a Korean nail salon. You make a living scraping plaque off people's teeth. And by the way, if you're a dentist itching to travel to another continent to kill something, next time grow some balls, go to Syria and take on ISIS. We do have a moral crisis in America, but it doesn't come from saggy pants or gay wedding cakes or Hillary's emails. It comes from worshiping obscene wealth, so much that posing next to the carcass of an endangered species is a way of saying, hey, look at me, I'm a soulless prick, just like the super rich. This wasn't even about the lion. Next year it'll be buying a bottle of wine for 10 grand or crashing a sports car into a Chuck E. Cheese, or hiring a Sherpa to lug your fat ass up Mount Everest. You see, in America, being filthy rich is the greatest good. But if you're a dentist, you're not rich like that. But if you save up, a couple of times a year you can splurge on something ridiculous and at least look like it. Because in the game of America, where money counts for everything, this is how you let other people know you won. Because you did something horrible and stupid that only rich people can get away with. We always hear about the sick culture of poverty. What about the sick culture of wealth? Last Halloween, there was an anonymous letter printed in slate from a wealthy homeowner who complained about trick-or-treaters from other neighborhoods knocking on his door. He said, Halloween isn't a social service or a charity in which I have to buy candy for less fortunate children. Wow. Save some Scrooge for Christmas. Or take the example of what's going on here in California, where we're having a little problem with water. There isn't any. When James Taylor comes here and sings, I've seen fire and I've seen rain, he just says fire. Since the 1800s, when Jerry Brown started keeping records. But when Governor Brown asked everyone to cut water usage by 25%, water usage in the wealthy enclave of Rancho Santa Fe went up. Local douchebag Steve Juhas said, we pay significant property taxes based on where we live, and no, we're not all equal when it comes to water. People should not be forced to live on property with brown lawns and golf on brown courses. Yes, the only brown thing allowed on Steve's golf course is the caddy.
What are you doing me for?
Now they applaud. An interior designer, Gabe Butler, chimed in. What are we supposed to do? Just have dirt around our house on our 4 acres? Yes, that's what land is. It's dirt. What did you think was under the grass? Tile?
Problem right now with the fact that their voters are not who they thought they were.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting, Farron. On the day that Donald Trump announced, one of the things that I had said at that time that I thought was going to be fascinating to watch was, would the, not just the establishment of the Republican Party, because at the end of the day, this Donald Trump represents a problem for them, but there's nothing for them to learn from this. I mean, they already knew that this problem existed. They knew that they had created the Frankenstein of the Republican base, and they were just simply riding it. They thought they could control it. And Donald Trump ends up being a mechanism, ends up being essentially the open door from the lab that Frankenstein runs out of as he goes through the village.
Five of the meaner reindeer still sitting there waiting. We have a big bird walking in the jungle crying in a tree. Scooby-Dee, listen to me. Don't go around the tuna.
Well, to talk more about presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, we're joined by Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David K. Johnston.
Donald's personal helicopter pilot, Joseph Wechselbaum, was a convicted major cocaine and marijuana trafficker whose criminal case landed before, of all people, Judge Marianne Trump Barry, Donald Trump's sister. Now, Judge Barry recused herself, but she also, in the process, made every other judge in the federal system aware of the sensitivity of this particular case. And in addition, Donald Trump has been found in the past repeatedly to have not paid people he owed money to. It is a standard business practice of his. He has let people Roman Rink in Central Park for free. He was paid $10 million, but some of his contractors were never paid because he told them this was a public service project. And he's been sued innumerable times for racial discrimination at his businesses. He's been found to have engaged in racial discrimination. He's not at all who he appears to be.
Hole in the ground that we've never seen or heard of before. What was it all about? How long has it been there? And what the hell was it doing? We sent reporter Nick Moss to find out.
There. Hold up. Right there.
My God. That is so fucked up. Jesus Christ.
Here in the middle of nowhere is the kind of hole you just never imagine seeing with your own eyes. As far as we know, it's never been filmed by anyone. I don't know if it's safe. I don't know anything. Except that no one in the media.
That is so fucked up.
The doing. We sent reporter Nick Moss to find out.
What is Monster Zero? Monster Zero is the reason we cannot live on the surface.
There,
hold on.
Right
there.
My God. That is so fucked up.
Monster Zero.
Here in the middle of nowhere is the kind of hole you just never imagined seeing with your own eyes.
On Earth, you gave this terrifying monster the name of Ghidorah. Everything is numbered here. The monster is zero.
As far as we know, it's never been filmed by anyone. I don't know if it's safe. I don't know anything. Except that no one in the media is talking about this hole.
That's why she has the pistol.
David K. Johnson, you also note that he's not even a billionaire, as he so often claims that in some years he hasn't even paid taxes.
He wasn't one in 1990. Yeah, in 1990, when I revealed that he claimed he was worth $3 billion back then, and I got a hold of his banker's net worth statement that showed he was worth negative $295 million. And as I was at the Philadelphia Inquirer then, we ran across the top of the front page, you are probably worth more than Donald Trump.
And no one in the media has certainly ever gone down into
it. I think the record now is pretty clear. He's probably worth a billion or somewhat more than a billion, nowhere near $10 billion.
But there's no clear way to get to it safely. So we have to... Okay. Okay, I'm being told that we probably shouldn't get any closer to the hole in broad daylight. So let's get back into the cars.
My lovely lady.
This is fucking
Ghidorah. Ghidorah the space monster.
I think we should tell
Jesus Christ, shut up and listen.
It is very likely that one or more of you know this individual. Someone who's experienced working in a laboratory with access to select biological agents. To produce a deadly product. Someone who's standoffish and works in isolation. A killer who may have used off hours in a laboratory to produce
music, rather.
Music,
yeah.
Christ almighty, it's all like goddamn jungle warfare, are you? Let me get this straight. You stand out here yourself.
Their lack of transparency wasn't going to stop us from finding out more about the hole. We'd return at nightfall. Okay. It's about 3:15 a.m. We're gonna make our move on the hole.
I was gonna show it to you. As a matter of fact, I've been testing it. I just found out it was pure a little bit ago.
Look, I underrated you, mister.
I do call myself an expert, but I'm sorry to tell you, I've never seen King Ghidorah. Not even on sight.
We could give him cheese, or we could give him Christmas pets.
Closing statement song.
I took Johnny's pogo, kid I pogo greater.
King Ghidorah.
Evacuate the streets when King Ghidorah is in your area.
It's King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah. King Ghidorah will destroy the whole country.
Here's what my lawn looks like now.
He's not from the earth.
What happened?
Ghidorah, I'm a space monster.
And by the way, if there really is an interior designer named Gay Butler, somewhere there must be a Gay
Remain
Butler.
Where you are.
Now, I'm sure that the majority of very rich people have always been greedy and selfish, but this crowd today takes it to a whole new level. Somehow it's not enough to spend lavishly on themselves. They have to actively take from others.
They got five of the meaner reindeers still sitting there waiting. We have a big bird walking in the jungle crying in a tree. Scooby-Dee-Dee, listen to me, don't go around the tuna.
Governor Scott Walker.
I might have a whiff, yeah, hootie-doo. Why are dormant wives adorable? I might even have a piece of corn and I'm gonna make a fortune. Yeah, this meat's got me so baller now. That's right, see, I can flow.
And now, Dr. Carson.
Not ready. I see one with a wee wee, yeah. Every mouse has a weenie. And if
If we could catch a little mouse, man, then we could see some little feet too.
Of beauty in the world. In his non-apology apology, Dentist the Lion Hunter used the word legal over and over. What he did was legal. Sure, because the rich buy politicians to write laws to say that whatever they want is legal. Like, like our elections now. More than half the money given to presidential candidates so far has come from just 400 families. Perfectly legal. But you know, for that kind of money, the rich shouldn't just get to tell politicians what to do. I think they should get to hunt them. What could be better than a trophy Republican candidate's head on your wall? Scott Walker's... Scott Walker's eyes already look like cheap taxidermy, and Chris Christie's leg would make a lovely umbrella stand. And if that sounds wrong, we'll make a law that says it's legal. Tick, 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 tick.
Families, perfectly legal. But you know, for that kind of money, the rich shouldn't just get to tell politicians what to do. I think they should get to hunt them.
Something in it. At this point, anything was a possibility. We're nearing the edge of the hole. We're about 15 feet away now. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't scared. I mean, I can't even feel my fucking legs right now. Whoa. Holy fuck. Okay, it's the edge of the hole. I mean, I am at a precipice. Tense moments where we didn't know what was going to happen to us. Man. But then, somehow, we reached the bottom.
Because it's got health. Whatever, look, it's a thing the tuna melt does to me.
Wait, hey, guys, hey.
All right,
you're not worth touching.
Saying that, Mr. Trump. Well, I have a pigeon, Lucas Don Valour. I always take it shopping because I want to and because it's got health. Whatever, look, it's the thing the tuna melt does to me.
WCOM LPFM, Chapel Carborough. WCOMMMM WCOM Dr. Furious Thursday night, do it every Thursday, starting up around 10, going to how knows who knows how long. And we just happened to spotlight all the craziness out there and provide a little soundtrack for you. Bam, that thing, speaking of which, is the gas lamp killer in the background.
Gas lamp killer.
As well as the first Republican debate highlights, we've also had some fun times with Bill Maher, a little bit of AT&T collab with NSA, some other fun stuff, just making fun of T-Rump, as in Trump, capital Trump, T-Rump, and, oh, by the way, the show may be offensive. Oh, what else? Hey, seriously, it's nice to be here. This is Michael Power Radio, community-based, volunteer-driven, non-commercial, based radio. And we do it every Thursday, and you can check out furiousg.blogspot.com if you want to know more about the old school shows of ours. And you can also hear all the other good music that we happen to be playing, including some other fun Furious stuff. Gosh, I don't know. We've been playing so much fun stuff. We're just going to keep doing it. Let's get some a little bit. We're going to leave with a little more Major Lazer because, gosh, man, this thing has just been the craziest summer of it. And I just can't help. It's like a little crazy soundtrack. All right. This is a little Wild Bell. I'm Dr. Furious. A little gas lamp still crazing out there. Check out furiousg.blogspot.com or else wcumfm.org. Oh, yeah. Also, we got some BA tickets we're going to be giving away relatively soon. So if you know about that, check it out. They're going to be at the Hall River Ballroom, sponsored by Cat's Cradle. They're being generous enough to kick us in some tickets. So we're going to help explore how awesome that is by giving away some tickets here at some point, as well as being happy to support the many good things that those folks do right next door to us at WCOM. And on the other goodness, that's it, the radio. I'm Dr. Furious. Thanks for listening. I'm Furious.